There is in the city of Los Angeles a rather famous place, certainly well known among our Jewish population. It's called the Simon Wiesenthal Center. I've had the privilege on a number of occasions to participate in the Larry King television program with the rabbi from the Wiesenthal Center, Rabbi Heyer, an interesting and a gracious man. I've enjoyed getting to know him a little bit. You might know of the Simon Wiesenthal Center and not know anything about Simon himself. Let me tell you a little bit of his story. He was a prisoner in the Mauthausen concentration camp, a Jew, of course. One day, he was assigned, because all the prisoners had certain duties to perform, he was assigned to clean out garbage from a barn in the middle of that concentration camp that had been converted into a hospital, which was used to give medical treatment to SS German soldiers who were wounded. Toward evening, when he was fulfilling his duties of cleaning out the rubbish in that place, a nurse took him by the hand and led him to a bed where there was lying a young SS trooper. The story goes that the young man was 21 years of age. The biographer says his face was bandaged with pus-soaked rags, eyes tucked somewhere behind the gauze. He grabbed Wiesenthal's hand and clutched it. He said that he had to talk to a Jew. He could not die before he had confessed the sins he had committed against helpless Jews, and he had to be forgiven by a Jew before he died. And so he told Wiesenthal his sad tale, how he belonged to a battalion that had gunned down many Jews, men, women, and children. On one occasion, a number of them who were trying to escape from a house that the troopers had set on fire, and when they ran for their lives, they were mowed down. Wiesenthal listened to the dying man's story. First, the story of his youth, his innocent youth, and then the story of his participation in evil and the massacre of Jews. After hearing the story, Wiesenthal pulled his hand away. No, the biographer says he jerked his hand out of the hand of that dying SS troop.